Schenectady, New York's Music Haven Concert Series has been traveling the world one summer concert at a time since 1990. The Passport Series is a new Music Haven presentation at Proctor's, which will bring world-class world music to the GE Theater at Proctor's throughout this fall and winter. Tonight, there is a wonderful show that will share East African via Brooklyn retro pop. It is called Al Sera and the Nubatones. Is that correct?
That is.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm pronouncing that correct. Al Sera and the Nubatones.
Well, actually, Sarah. And
okay.
She's taken the
Al Sera.
Arabic.
Gotcha. Al Sera.
Yes.
And that's one word, Al Sera, mm-hmm. and the Nubatones. Mona Golub is the producing artistic director of Music Haven. She also helps me with pronunciation. She joins us to tell us about the Passport Series. It's a pleasure to have you here. Thank you very
much.
It's
great to be back. And trust me, I work on those pronunciations myself.
Well, right. So you work with world music. You work with music all over the globe and musicians from all over the globe. And you have to figure all of that out, don't you?
It's part of the puzzle.
Sure.
It's always an interesting challenge.
Because you want to get it right. And I don't know if you encounter this. I often encounter this with guests on the show. They say, well, that's fine. And you're like, no, what is it really? How do you really pronounce it? And they say, well, some people say this, some people say that. And you say, yes, but what do you say? Sometimes
exactly.
They can help you with that. Sometimes they can't. So how did you get to the Passport Series? I would assume this is growth, correct?
It is. And actually, it's an idea that has bounced around for a few years now. I happen to be a board member over at Proctor's and enjoy that very much and often look at my relationship over the years with the theater and think about what else can I do based on what I'm connected to in the community. So we started a bigger conversation about this maybe a year and a half ago, talked about how we could leverage the summer concert series in the park to bring shows in to Proctor's GE Theater in between summers and develop more audiences and take advantage of the opportunity to bring in more fabulous creative art music from other parts of the world.
As far as criteria, as far as mission, does it differ in any way from the summer series?
I would say fundamentally it's still traveling the world one concert at a time. So in that sense, no. Certainly being indoors in the very cool black box, club-inspired feel of the GE Theater at Proctor's creates a different ambiance than being outdoors in the open air. But it's still a very intimate type setting that really melts that often barrier that exists between artist and audience and really allows the audience to get into the energy of the show.
And in terms of programming, really, that what you're looking for in the summer to fit the bill is pretty much the same that you're looking here, the talented musicians from around the world.
Definitely. It is, though, in a certain sense, I see it as a more intimate space than the outdoor stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, Al Sera and the Nubatones, who are performing tonight, is a band that I think is better suited to an indoor venue than an outdoor venue. I might not have thought to bring them to Music Haven, but just absolutely was in love with the opportunity of bringing them to the Passport Series.
That's a great point. So you have an intimate space, and it works perfect for that group. How many, what does that seat, roughly?
About 450.
Yeah, that's a wonderful size,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
It is.
So give us a sense of how this is going to roll out over the next several weeks and months.
Well, we've got four shows scheduled for this inaugural series. The first one took place last month. Wonderful group from rural Venezuela, Betsaida Machado y La Paranda El Clavo.
Now, see, that's what I was talking about before.
Yeah, I practiced that one for months.
Really good, Mona. Very, very good.
But in truth, over all of these years, and now we're talking about almost 30 years that I've been doing this, never have I had the opportunity to bring in a band that reflects the Nubian area. You know, which is where the Niles cross mm-hmm. between what is now known as Central Sudan and Southern Egypt. And the beauty of Al Sera's music, and she really has created her own voice, is that it's a hybrid of every place that she's been to. It doesn't just represent her Sudanese heritage, Or the fact that her family fled from Sudan when she was a young child to escape political asylum to Yemen, and then they fled Yemen a number of years later, and somehow, some way, she ended up in New England here in the United States, where she really, I think, began to realize that music was her outlet. Mm. It was her way to deal with her sense of longing and her sense of belonging. And she truly incorporates every experience that she has into her music, which makes it a very multifaceted thing to absorb and listen to. The fact that she's an ethnomusicologist and, you know, a very educated woman who has reasoning behind the way that she writes gives that music dimension. It gives it a really rich story.
Your answer to this has brought up a couple of questions in my mind. One of them is that I'm fascinated by this idea that, as you say, you get to travel to a part of the world that you had not, but you had wanted that. So there was a search for, it's not just the search for great musicians, but it's also a search for specific parts of the world that perhaps you have not yet focused on.
Definitely. Along with the music comes a sense of that culture. An opportunity to just gain a little bit of insight into what that region or what that area is about. Because, of course, the artists, as they share their music, are also sharing some sentimentality and some emotion and feeling about who they are, where they've come from, and what it all means to them.
Well, that actually was going to be my next question, so let me ask that, and then I'll get back to the previous point, which is the opportunity, because often the stories that brings these musicians to this country is extraordinary. And how much do you encourage them, I guess is one, for want of a better term, to share that story on stage, or does that just come naturally?
I think it does and should just come naturally. I don't ever interfere with whatever the artists choose to bring to the stage.
Right.
I know basically what they do because I've either spoken with them or seen them perform or both.
Done your homework.
And I've read about them, certainly.
Right.
And, of course, with the internet, it's so wonderful to be able to see not just polished videos of folks performing, but live performance that really gives you an understanding of how they fill the stage with their energy. And that helps me, of course, try to imagine how well they would fit either at Music Haven or in the GE Theater.
So back to the previous question, which is, which you answered, but let me just dig a little bit deeper, which is, so when you're looking for another part of the world, what goes into that? Do you investigate and see what is in that culture, or is it the music and musician that sort of comes first?
The music and musician comes first.
Okay.
However, that collision, that wonderful collision happens, I never know. But I leave myself or keep myself open to all of those possibilities.
Yeah.
And that's really where the magic happens.
I mean, so do you ever get to a point where you're like, oh, maybe too much Irish?
I do think about not doing an Irish concert every year. It's the reason that I've just put in an offer on a Scottish band for the coming summer, or
right,
why we brought in an English band, Steel Ice Band, a couple summers ago. I do think variety is important. When I look at the continent of Africa and I realize how rich each territory is stylistically and how the music differs, I know that though many artists come through Mali, there are many other wonderful places. So I want to make sure that even though there's always a Malian artist on the list, if not two, that we look and make sure that we've got, you know, other locales within the continent from which we're bringing music in.
That idea of it being a passport series, just it puts a picture in the mind of you are going to all of these different places and you can have that stamp on your passport and hear these incredible musicians perform from around the world. So it gives a lovely image. And when you think that how long you've been doing this and all of the opportunities that the people in our region have had, what is the feedback that you get from the musicians? Is this something that is very unique to this area, or do they have other opportunities throughout the country to perform
obviously to perform, but more to the point, in this type of venue with this type of mission?
In this area, it's unique.
Yes.
Definitively on the landscape here, we have a lot of wonderful art coming in all the time.
Right.
Great performances just about every night of the year. Multiple.
Absolutely.
Given nights. But the opportunity to see and experience artists from places far away from here is not typical and doesn't happen as much as it does in larger metropolitan cities or as much as it happens across Europe. So what I find is that many of the artists who I bring in flourish as they travel around the world. They can cross Europe and perform
right.
40 dates across 2 months very easily. The international festivals in the United States are outstanding. Fewer and far between, though there are also some good ones just above the border in Canada and Montreal and Ottawa, Toronto. So it's a very pleasing thing to them to be able to come here to a place that is not a common routing point and be able to perform for folks who maybe haven't seen them live before,
right.
might be aware of them, maybe not, but it's new audience opportunity. That's very exciting to them, and it ignites the dynamic.
The other thing, too, and this is to your credit, is the fact that you have cultivated an audience. You have cultivated an audience that may not know about the Nubatones, but know enough about your mission, about this series, about this process, that say, yes, I would like to see that because I want to experience this.
Well, it's probably the hugest compliment that anyone can pay me, to come to any one of the shows that I produce, not necessarily knowing exactly what they're going to hear, but trusting that it will be an incredibly well-spent period of time.
So Al Serra and the Nubatones will perform at the GE Theater at Proctor's tonight as part of the Passport series, Music Haven at Proctor's. And then the next event will be?
Friday, February 9th.
Okay, we're going in February.
Ranky Tanky.
That's fun to say.
It is. Actually, their music preserves the Gullah culture, which is basically the African culture that came in on slave ships to the southeastern coast of the United States. So South Carolinian in feel, little jazz, little funk. Actually, the name Ranky Tanky means get down, get funky in Gullah.
Excellent.
And they are fabulous. If you love Louisiana music, it's got that same sensibility of jazz and funk combination. They'll be wonderful.
And then you'll finish up?
We've got a double bill on Friday, April 13th, with Derek Gripper, who's an incredible six-string guitarist who has transposed a lot of traditional African kora music on that guitar. And he's one of few people in the world who's dared to do that and does it incredibly well. And then the traditional Malian trio, Trio de Cali. So that will be a wonderful way to end the inaugural Passport season. And by that point, we'll be just about ready to launch Music Haven in Central Park.
I was about to say, and then you'll have an hour to rest, and then you'll start the summer series.
Love it that way.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait for you to come back and tell us more of what's going on. It's always a pleasure to have you here. It is the Passport series, Music Haven at Proctor's, Al Serra and the Nubatones performing tonight at the GE Theater at Proctor's. You can learn more about all of these events by going to proctors.org. Proctors.org. Mona Golub, thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Joe. Likewise.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.